An Actor's Life for Me.
We present An Actor's Life for Me, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Wartorn, and Caroline Quentin. Episode 4, Up on the Roof.
It's all very upsetting, darling. Gran's ill.
Is she?
Last night, sudden heart attack. They rushed her to hospital, but at Gran's age, Your father says she'll pull through, but I don't know. It just won't be the same without her, will it?
I couldn't say, Mum. I don't watch EastEnders.
Well, you ought to, Sue. It's very good.
Perhaps I will. Now that you've told me all the plots.
Did I tell you about Sharon?
About an hour ago, yes.
Couldn't Robert get a part in one of these soap operas?
I don't know.
Not EastEnders, of course. That's very good. But one of the afternoon ones, like Young Doctors. Now, he could really look the part in Young Doctors.
Oh.
As a young car crash victim, you know. Something like that. And with that voice of his, he'd be ideal.
Voice?
Well, it's set in Perth, you know. But their Scottish accents are dreadful.
It's set in Perth, Australia, Mum.
Is it? Oh.
Your mother's not still going on about Ruddy's soap operas, is she?
I was just asking why Robert doesn't get a job in Young Doctors, that's all. Apparently it's made in Australia.
Let's hope he does get a job in it, then.
Frank. Please.
Not that it matters now. Now that you've seen sense, Susan, and left him.
She has not left him. She's just having a few days away to think about it. It's what they call a trial separation.
Living with him was the trial.
No, it's like that young couple in Take the High Road. She left him for a whole week.
What happens? He shot himself.
Oh, well done, Dory.
Yes, but you needn't worry, darling. Robert won't do anything silly like that.
More's the pity.
I'm sure you'll get back together again.
I don't know, Mum.
Well, I hope you do, because you're not getting any younger, you know. You're 29. You can't leave it too long before you settle down with someone.
Mum, I haven't got a sell-by date stamped on my head.
No, but, you know, well, what about the children? I mean, I would like to be a granny while I'm young enough to enjoy it. If you're
Look, will you please shut up about me and Robert? Just stop it.
Yes, of course, darling. Sorry I spoke.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
I'm just a bit upset. That's all.
Yes, all right. I understand.
Angie was just the same when she left then.
Dory! Stop it!
What?
I mean, I know he's irritating and he's annoying and he's infuriating.
Yes, I don't know how Angie put up with him.
Robert!
Look, I'll tell you what. We won't say another word about it. Not a word. We'll just sit here quietly. Is that all right?
Thanks, Mum.
And watch EastEnders. Put the TV on. It's about to start. Oh, no, not now.
Hello? Can I speak to Sir, please?
I beg your pardon?
No, not you. Can someone turn that music down? I'm trying to ring my girlfriend. And who's got my trousers?
Susan? It's the young man who's missing you terribly.
Robert?
Ah, hello, sir. You are there. Just wondered how you were.
All right, thank you. And you?
Oh, you know, surviving. What, feeding up?
I beg your pardon. What's going on there?
Oh, nothing. Just a few friends popped round for a party, that's all.
A party?
Well, not that I'm enjoying it without you. Well, not much anyway.
Robert, have you got a woman with you?
No, I've got two. Or is it three? It's hard to know when the bathroom's this steamy.
Three?
Oh, but listen, you're the one I love, Sue. You're the one that I...
Get lost. Sorry, Mum. Dad.
No, that's all right. You tell him, darling.
Absolutely.
How insensitive. Phoning at the beginning of EastEnders. He really is.
She's rung off.
I said she's run off, Desmond!
Oh, righty-o. Jealous as hell, eh? It always works, old boy.
Are you sure?
Yes, she'll be up here first thing in the morning wanting to know what's going on. Then, when you tell her the truth, she'll be so relieved she'll move straight in.
For the kill?
Nonsense. It'll be fine. I just don't understand why she left in the first place.
Well, things have got pretty bad between us. She nearly left a fortnight ago, but... Well, it was my birthday coming up, and so she organised this big surprise party for me. Got all my friends round and made sure they didn't let on.
And what happened?
I didn't turn up. Well, how was I to know? She said I mustn't be late home, but I didn't know it was important, did I?
So they had the party without you?
Well, not much of a party. Apparently they spent the evening in complete silence with all the lights off. Just in case I appeared.
Oh, dear.
And that was the final straw for Sue. She packed her bags and went home tomorrow.
Well, don't worry. She'll be back in no time.
226-6105, hello?
Robert, I just want you to know I never want to see you again.
Oh,
I think you're a total... Your party's gone very quiet.
What?
It's a silent party now, is it?
No, they had to go suddenly. Get the last bus.
It's 7:30, Robert.
Yeah, it's a dreadful service, isn't it, Sue?
Robert.
Is that Sue? Oh, Lord, hang on.
Terrible service, eh? Look, Sue,
Listen, they're back.
Yeah, they must have missed it.
Desmond!
Sue, listen.
Oh, and now they've gone again. I wish they'd make up their minds, these guests of yours.
Sue, I can explain, honestly.
You've no need to. I know what's going on, Robert. Thought you'd make me jealous, did you? Thought you'd get me running back to see what you're up to?
No.
That's the most pathetic, moronic idea I've ever come across. I suppose Desmond suggested it.
Yes. Look, I'm sorry, but I miss you. I miss you terribly. Can't you come back?
I don't know, Robert.
Please, if you don't come back, I might do something silly.
You've just done something silly. Bloody stupid, if you ask me.
You know what I mean? I'm so miserable without you, Sue. I feel like jumping off the nearest cliff.
Now, that's nonsense.
I mean it.
There are no cliffs in London. Try a building.
Sue.
Well, really, you expect me to fall for this emotional blackmail, Robert? Look, I've had enough of this. I'm going.
Sue.
Goodbye.
There. I said she'd get back to you.
She's gone. I'm all alone. I feel awful.
Of course you're not alone, old boy. I'm here to help you.
I feel worse than awful.
She'll come back. They all do. I know how women tick.
Susan's ticking like a bloody bomb. Has Marjorie ever left you, Desmond?
Yes, she did once. Yeah, she left me this note complaining that I never shared anything with her. Never told her anything. She was away for a week.
God, you must have been in a terrible state.
Well, not really. I was away for a fortnight. I'd forgotten to tell her. I only saw the note when I got back. She was already home by then. Oh. Anyway, look, old boy, we need to cheer you up. And I know just the way to do it.
Are you leaving?
Escape. You need to be taken out of yourself. Get away from it all. I've got just the thing. How do you fancy going on the road?
And getting run over. Sounds great.
No, touring. A little theatre company. The manager, Alec Bone, is looking for a juvenile lead, and I said you're about the most juvenile I've got.
Thanks, Desmond.
Well, it's a wonderful company, a sort of community theatre. They take theatre to isolated communities that don't normally get it.
Like little villages?
Well, not villages exactly, no. But they do travel to some of the most beautiful parts of the country. The Isle of Wight, Scotland, Oxford, Dartmoor.
You mean anywhere there's a prison?
Yes.
I don't believe it. This is your idea of cheering me up, is it? A tour of British necks.
They don't just visit prisons.
Oh, good.
No, Borstal asylums, psychiatric hospitals. There's a marvellous range.
Desmond, do you want me to end up with a nervous breakdown?
Well, you'd be in the right place for treatment. Besides, you're bound to play to a full house. They're a captive audience. They can't get away. But it's true. Not like that last thing you did at Richmond. You know, that ghastly comedy about the Iranian sex offender.
Stone me.
That was it. It'll be a marvellous experience.
Okay, then. When do I start?
Good boy. First show's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Well, that's why I rushed round to see you. Apparently, the company's got a bit of a crisis on. The regular chap was performing on Monday when he suddenly experienced some severe chest pains.
Oh, God, a heart attack.
No, someone hit him. And then their usual first replacement left the show on Tuesday when someone chucked some tomatoes at him.
Was that all?
Well, they were still in the tin.
I'm truly delighted to have you, dear fellow, and at such short notice.
That's all right. I did just stipulate one condition, though.
And what's that, dear fellow?
He made me come along.
Oh, you'll enjoy it. Glad to have you. You didn't need to dress up in costume.
What costume?
Well, all that padding you're wearing. You look like an American footballer.
Wait till he puts the helmet on.
You can't be too careful in these situations.
Now, the thing is, I don't know the hall, you see, so I need to go over the staging.
Check our entrances.
Check our exits. Make sure the car's by the nearest door with the engine running. Oh, by the way, your script's in the glove compartment if you want to have a look at it.
Great, thanks.
It's a series of readings we're doing today, so you needn't learn anything.
Good. A bit tricky in 6 hours.
It's an anthology we're doing about hardships and anguish of prison life.
Great, that'll cheer them up.
Can you do an Irish accent?
Irish?
There's a bit of Oscar Wilde, the Ballad of Reading Jail.
Yes, he can manage that.
And how's your French for Napoleon on St. Helena?
Fine.
Splendid. Oh, and can you play dead convincingly?
What part's that for?
It isn't, but it might come in handy.
Terrific.
Don't worry, dear fellow. Besides, we're not playing a prison until our second show today. I'm easing you in gently with a psychiatric hospital.
Oh, joy.
2 minutes to go, old boy. Good luck.
Thanks, Desmond.
Have you seen the size of the audience?
I know. Incredible, isn't it? Fantastic. 3. Makes me so happy. You better go and join them.
Rightio. I'll just get my helmet.
When I fix this up with Dr. Price, he promised me a full house. I say, you.
Yes, gent. Everything okay for you?
No, everything is not okay. Hmm? We've come a great distance to present a lunchtime's entertainment to these poor, benighted souls, and only 3 of them have turned up.
Well, if you will do a show at 1:30, what do you expect? We gave them the choice, you or neighbours. I know they're bonkers, but they're not that mad.
This is disgraceful. Look, I want an audience, and I want it now.
Okay, mate. I'll see what I can do. Tom!
Yes?
Ring up the long-terms and acutes. See if they can bung any over, eh?
Long-terms and acutes? Oh, my God!
First half went very well, dear fellow.
You don't think some of the extracts were a bit heavy?
Nonsense. We must bring enlightenment to these people, not pander to the lowest common denominator.
But Aristotle's discourse on prison.
A magnificent piece. And Napoleon's memoirs are wonderfully entertaining.
Not in the original French, they're not. The only thing they seemed to enjoy was that bit of porridge.
Yes, I don't know who threw that, but it was very unpleasant.
I don't think they understood most of it, Alec.
Robert, dear fellow, you have to understand that most of these people are sedated.
Well, they are now.
Yeah, it could have been worse. Nobody walked out.
4 of them were carried out.
The men in white coats were simply getting rid of potential troublemakers.
Mm.
Though I must say I was surprised when they carried Desmond out. Why did they do that, do you think?
Because he paid them to. I saw him slip a fiver into their pockets. He was bored to tears.
Oh, well. Nevertheless, I thought it went very well for a show in this sort of place. The only thing that threw me was that rather revolting dribbling.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I can't help it when I'm nervous.
Everybody needs to
Did you enjoy that, darling?
The
Yes, it was wonderful. Shall I switch it off now?
Oh, no, switch over just in time for Young Doctors.
Oh, not another one.
It's very exciting at the moment. Dr. Machuba's in a terrible state. He donated one of his kidneys last year to save his fiancée's father. But now we found out that his other kidney isn't working properly, so he wants the first one back. So, you see, there's got to be a court case to decide who really owns it.
Another ordinary day at Perth General, then.
Oh, yes, it's very realistic. They do lots of operations. They did a lobotomy last week.
On the writer? Sorry, dear? Look, I'm just going to go and give Robert's agent a ring. I won't be long.
What, you're not still worried about the silly boy, are you?
Well, he did seem really upset last night. I was a bit hard on him. There was no reply this morning.
Hello, Desmond Shaw Agency.
Oh, hello, Desmond.
I'm here at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message, please do so after the tone. If you need to ring me urgently, I'm at Fairhaven Psychiatric Hospital seeing Robert Wilson.
What?
The number is 0235-2162. Thank you.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
But what about this new kidney we've got, Dr. Machuba? Couldn't you have that instead of your old one? It's got matching blood type.
Oh, Mum.
Charlene, I'm not having a dingo's kidney in my body.
Oh.
I'm a vegetarian.
Mum. I think he's had a nervous breakdown.
I know. He does look pale, doesn't he?
Robert has.
Robert?
I've got to ring the hospital, see what's happened. Something terrible has happened to him. I just hope it's not too serious. That's all. Oh, dear.
Fairhaven Hospital.
Oh, hello. I believe you've got a Robert Wilson there. An actor?
Oh, yes, I know the one. Yes, he's in with the acute at the moment.
What?
Well, we had to. He was causing a bit of fuss, you know, demanding an audience.
How bad is he?
Well, he's not very good. But then, I'm not much of a judge. He was doing his Napoleon the last time I saw him.
Oh, my God. Can I come and see him?
No, there's not much point here. No, he won't be here much longer. He's off to prison shortly.
Prison?
In fact, there they go now. Oh, they're doing the runner.
I must speak to him.
Dear God, there's one hell of a fight going on out there. What? It's a riot. The nurses are having to put him in the
jail. Please, can I speak to him? I've just got to...
I have to go.
Oh, Lord, what have I done to him?
That was a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. They hated us.
I'm sorry, Robert, but it was your performance that let us down.
My performance?
The material was superb, but you lacked stage presence at the crucial time.
Of course I lacked stage presence. I was in the bloody toilet.
You weren't charismatic enough. You should have held them with a stare.
I held them on the stairs while you made a dash for the car. Then they chased me halfway around the sodding hospital. It was the longest run of my theatrical career. Face up to it, Alec. They hated the show.
Now, they didn't all hate it. We had our fans. One of them wanted me to sign something.
It was a voluntary committal order. The whole thing was terrifying, wasn't it, Desmond?
I'm afraid I'm just trying to forget about it. All I know is that I've never been sworn at in such a vile and vicious and disgusting way before.
I make no apology for that. I shouldn't have left my show.
I'm just glad we've left the place miles behind.
That's right. We'll be at Brimley Prison in a minute.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
My name is Alec Byrne, the Captive Audience Theatre Company. We're here to give a performance.
Oh, yes, sir.
Look, we need a room to change into our costumes.
Very good, sir. Costumes?
Prisoners' uniforms. Good for the show, dear fellow.
Room 19, first floor of the officers' quarters.
Good, and we'll need the officers' canteen.
Two floors up, right, left, right, and up another flight.
Thank you.
Come to think of it, sir, they've got a signed photo of you in there.
Have they? How charming.
Yes, sir. I think it's over the dartboard. Good luck, sir.
Good day to you.
So, this is Brimley Prison, isn't it? Gosh, what a terrible place.
Yes, terrible.
So depressing.
I know they've committed appalling crimes, done terrible things to people. I know they need to be punished, but I'm sorry they don't deserve this.
Oh, come now. You've got to stick on somewhere.
No, no, I was just reading the rest of your script. Ghastly stuff.
I feel very odd in this uniform. If someone sees us now, we'll get arrested.
Nonsense.
You don't look the criminal type, old boy. I've always said you could never play a thug or a thief.
Oh, thanks, Desmond.
A flasher, perhaps, not a thief.
But it's very unfair.
Anyway, there aren't any prison staff around.
Well, they're probably over there in the main building. Or in the canteen.
Are you sure this is the way to the canteen, Alec?
Of course, dear fellow. Left, right, left, and up a flight. Ah, here we are. Must be at the top here, and through here. Ah.
This is the roof, Alec.
So it is.
Is it an open-air canteen? That's very novel.
It would be for a prison. It can't possibly be up here, Alec.
It must be. Come on.
Oh, dear. I think this door's jammed.
What?
I can't open it. It's stuck.
It can't be stuck. Let me have a go. It's stuck, Desmond. Well, that's great, that is. We're trapped on the bloody roof now.
Oh, Lord. How are we going to get down?
Well, you're all right. With all that padding and helmet on, you could try jumping.
Oh, don't be silly. We're four floors up.
You idiots. Oh, this is ridiculous. I say, you down there. This is Alec Bone speaking. Alec Bone. Now get us off.
What do we do if they don't hear us? Perhaps we could try chucking something off the roof.
How about Alec?
I said, this is Alec Bone speaking.
Sir, we've got trouble, sir. Serious trouble.
What is it, Burns?
Rooftop protest up there, sir, on the officers' quarters.
Oh, my God. How did they get up there?
They're obviously audacious men, sir. As hard as they come. There are two of them. We think they've got a hostage with them.
Oh, no. Not one of the guards?
No, sir. Looks like an American footballer.
An American... Give me those binoculars.
One of them's been calling his name more. Sounds like Al Capone.
Isn't he dead?
I think so, sir. The young one looks like a flasher.
Yes, you're right about that. So, we've got a pervert, an American footballer, and Al Capone up on the roof. This isn't rag week, is it?
Shall I talk them down, sir?
I think I'd rather leave them there. No, no, it's about to be better.
You men up there, this is Governor Parker speaking. Come down and we'll note your demands.
What did he say, old boy?
I think he said, calm down. We know you're alarmed.
That's quite decent of him.
Well, he obviously realizes who I am.
I hope he gets us off soon. I don't feel at all well.
Listen,
all this excitement isn't good for my blood pressure. In fact, I feel quite faint.
You lot, get us off before the old man gets sick.
What was that, Burns?
Let us off or the old man gets it.
My God, they'll stop at nothing.
Shall we storm the roof, sir?
No, 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 too risky. We'll just have to sit it out.
Oh, stop worrying, Sue.
I can't help it. Oh. If only I knew which prison he was in.
Just forget him, Susan. He's obviously a bad lot.
He isn't. He's innocent.
Then why would they remand him? Now, please, may we watch the news?
I just wish I knew where he was.
And news is just coming in of a serious riot at Brimley Prison.
Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Our TV reporter on the scene is Gavin Moss.
Yeah, the trouble started when two prisoners began a rooftop protest with an unknown American footballer as their hostage.
Oh, it's disgraceful.
This trouble soon spread throughout the entire prison, though, and officers are now fighting to get the situation under control. Meanwhile, the original prisoners are still up on the roof.
They should shoot the buggers.
It seems they're demanding to be let off their sentence, but this has posed a problem for the prison authorities, as they don't know what the sentence is or who the men are. They are, however, described as extremely dangerous.
Just look at those evil monsters.
I know.
Shoot them.
One is calling himself Al Capone, and the other one is a suspected flasher.
Disgusting.
And you'd put Robert in with that sort of sicko, would you, Dad? It's a... Good God, that is Robert. So it is.
Yeah, I told you it was a bad one. He's only been there 3 hours and he's caused a riot.
I must go there now. Robert? Robert?
Sue, is that you? I'm in bed.
Oh, there you are.
What are you doing here?
I went to the prison. They said you'd already gone home. All a misunderstanding, apparently.
Yeah, they got us down 3 hours ago. It was the most terrible day. With the worst actor-manager in the world, Alec Bone.
They realised who you were, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily I was able to vouch for Desmond, and Desmond vouched for me. And neither of us vouched for Alec. So he's still in there.
You're kidding!
I'm sorry, but he was such a pain. Anyway, they'll probably let him out eventually. Once he promises not to do any more shows. See, you've brought your suitcase with you.
Yes. I thought that... Well, it's not that I want to come back, Robert.
No.
And it's not that I've missed you at all.
No, of course not.
And it's not that I love you.
No.
But I just don't think you're safe on your own.
I'm not. I'm definitely not. I'm at risk.
So, I thought that... Well, I'd better look after you.
What a great idea.
And we'll see how it goes, eh?
Terrific. Welcome home.
That was an Actor's Life for Me, written by Paul Mayhew-Archer, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Wulfhorn, Caroline Prentin, Murray Watson, Stephen Garnick, Donald Gee, David Ryle, Charles Simpson, James Laban and Martin Warren. The producer is Paul Spencer.